Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Our hope is that every single day that you hang out with us, that we'd be able to offer encouragement and hope and just some scripture as you launch into your day. So welcome. If you're new to these, I want to encourage you to hit the subscribe button within the app that you're listening to this in. That way, it will automatically be delivered every single evening so that when you get up the next day, it's ready to go, ready for you to listen. Well, right now in the season that we're navigating, it just seems like everybody is stressed out. There's just a lot of drama. There's a lot of junk. Certainly, there's some good things going on, but I think we would all admit that none of us have it all together in this season. And one of the things that happens around the holidays is when we're around other people or we're out of our normal routine or there's all these unmet expectations in our life, it can stress us out even more. So today, I want to give you three ideas to help you as you navigate the stress during the holidays. Jesus himself said to his disciples when they were stressed out trying to figure out what do we do, he said in John 13 verses 34 and 35, he says, I'm giving you a new commandment. And here's the commandment, love one another. Love one another just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. Now, that verse sounds kind of easy, and if you've been around church, it sounds familiar, but how do you show that kind of love, the love of Jesus to other people? Well, the first recommendation is number one, recognize that everybody has a struggle. Now, some people project that more than others, but I guarantee you, every single person breathing has something they're struggling with in their life. And there's a lot of reasons why we struggle, especially at the holidays. Sometimes it's just our family backgrounds. We bring something to the table. For others, it's our personalities. We've got some quirks or some things that just don't align exactly like the people we're around. A third one is we have spiritual warfare. There's a real battle going on around us. And then put on top of all of that, living during a global pandemic. Man, this is such a stressful season. And so it starts navigating it by saying, you know what? I'm going to recognize that everybody's struggling. I'm going to give them some extra grace. The second tip would be to say to yourself that you're not going to take the emotional bait. And what I mean by that is anytime we're in an uncomfortable situation, the temptation is to go into autopilot and to react instead of respond. The difference is of intention. We all have some hardwiring and we all have some weaknesses. And if we react, often the worst version of ourselves comes out and it creates even more problems. So instead of reacting to say, I'm going to respond appropriately. And then the third tip is this. To choose a different response. The idea behind this is that when we know better, we can do better. We can choose to do what Jesus wants us to do. One of the best metaphors I know of applying these three things of realizing everybody struggles, number two, refusing to take the emotional bait to lash out in a negative way, and number three, to make a different decision or to choose a different response. One of the best pictures of this is just thinking about a balcony versus a stage. Now, here in Atlanta, we used to go to the Fox a lot, and I would often pride myself if I could get front row seats or close to the front at the Fox. And what I found is that's pretty exciting, but actually one time when we ended up in the balcony, I figured out the balcony is actually a better place to be. There's a lot of reasons. One is when you're too close to the stage, you hear the orchestra over the voices. Sometimes it's hard to hear. Also, when you're close to the stage, you can't see the whole picture. And sometimes when you're on the stage, you get pulled into some detail that doesn't matter. But when you're in the balcony, man, you've got a great view. When you're in the balcony, you can hear great. When you're in the balcony, you can see it all, but remain at an appropriate distance. Man, that's my encouragement. As you think about this season and you think about the opportunity to either engage in negative emotions or to sit back, what would happen if instead of being pulled into the drama and pulled on stage of something that isn't worth it, that we would be observers from the balcony, able to make a Christ-like decision. I love how Jesus says that. He says, love one another. 1 Peter 2:21 says, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. Let's follow his steps today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.